If you want to tickle to start this, we can tickle each other.
Damn it.
I saw it on KSW's thing. I think maybe Taryn that posted it. It's like, did Ted and Steve start the show by tickling each other? I'm like, man, out of context, that doesn't seem weird at all.
Oh, no, there's a lot of stuff when you see it written out. Because Mike will do the same thing for the podcast and be like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I forgot we talked about that.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to promote that part of it.
Yeah.
Right. There have been times where I'm like, oh, I won't even include that in the blurb because I don't even want it being out there in the universe for people to be like, what the hell are they talking about on the Megacast? And then Taryn or Mike must have listened to the episode and shared that part that I was hoping would never see the light of day. And I'm like, oh, awesome that they're listening, but crap. I didn't expect that to be shared.
Right.
Nothing terrible, but it's just like,
no, but it'd be like if we were talking about horse racing and stuff.
Yeah.
And like how it relates to our lives. It'd be like, the Megacast discuss race relations. Race relations. You'd be like, oh no.
No.
That sounds terrible, dude.
And my favorite thing, Ted and Steve maybe started the show tickling each other. And then the big picture that links to the podcast is the cartoon drawing of you and I as cartoon for muscles, right? Shaking each other's hands. I'm like, if you don't understand any of this, you don't understand any of this.
Yeah. Or maybe they do.
That's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the Megacast.
Steve, that is a tremendous shirt.
It's the greatest Kraken shirt that's not even a Kraken shirt.
I was going to say, that's not official team merch, is it?
It is.
It is. They made that shirt?
That's the crazy part. Even BJ thought, oh, did you just make this yourself? Because sometimes I've been guilty of like making a t-shirt because I want, like, I made the Sounders, the Bruce Lee inspired logo.
All right.
I got like a good quality file of it and I made it onto just a black t-shirt.
All right.
And he's like, where'd you get that? I'm like, oh, I went to like Printful and printed it. He's like, what? And I have a shirt that just says Go Mariners because it's just silly. Like, where'd you get that one? At the team shop? I'm like, no, I just went on Printful and just typed out Go Mariners and printed it on a black shirt. So I've been guilty of that. But no, one time I was going to a Kraken game and I was leaving. I already bought a shirt. It was the time I went to the suite. But as I was leaving, in the team shop, they had this one on display. It's just Bowie and it's like Nirvana inspired. It's like that Nirvana font in yellow. And it says Bowie. And
yeah.
And then there's just a yellow image of him.
Walking on the ice?
Just putting his hands out like, what's up, bitches?
Right?
Yeah, so I went to get it, and then they didn't have my size. And I was like, oh, no. So I contacted, I sent to the DMs of the team shop because we follow each other.
All right.
And I was like, hey, that Bowie shirt, can you buy that online? Is there anywhere other than the games? Because I'm not a season ticket holder, so I never know when I'm going to a game or not. And they wrote me back, and they're like, oh, that's awesome. You like it. It's limited edition. But it's available not only at the team, at the store and the rink, but also at the Kraken Community Iceplex and at the Armory. So I went to the Community Iceplex, went there, had my size, boom, got it.
I will say.
So yeah, I love this shirt, man.
Yeah, I was just like, that's a strong shirt.
And Bowie was rocking it yesterday. I was going to wear it when we went to...
Oh, on his walk-in?
Yeah, he had it with like his jacket and his hoverboard beard. And his playoff beard. I love Bowie. I don't know if you can tell, I have a shirt with his face on it.
I still haven't met him. I was close to him last night a couple times. Like, I heard his drum and I was like, oh, there he is.
Were you at the game?
Yeah.
I didn't know you went to the game.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, last second. Yesterday morning, right? So he was like... Got another ticket, and I was like, I'll buy it.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Worth it, but not worth it.
I mean, but I was trying to rack my brain. Maybe when I was like 12, I went to a Capitals playoff game.
Yep.
But that was the first time I'd really seen playoff hockey in action.
You need to see it live.
Yeah, first couple periods were kind of a dud. Like, the Kraken just looked overmatched and just kind of half asleep.
Yeah, dude, they were just kind of playing on their heels. And, man, that offense was just not good.
But the place was, I don't know if you could tell on TV, he was loud as hell in there.
Oh, dude, you could tell on TV.
All right.
Did you get one of the wristbands?
All right, so when I got in my seat, because I was a little late getting out of there.
Somebody stole it.
Somebody, it was gone. And they were like, we got your towel. And I was like, where's the wristband? And they were like, somebody took it. And I was like, well, what's it get me? And they were like, nothing, it just lights up. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, and they encourage everyone to drop them off after the game anyway. It's like, it does you no good to have it when you leave.
No, it just looks cool on TV.
Oh, it looks amazing. And then the pictures, too. We talked about that recently. I think I was talking with Danny. I'm like, they really do employ the honor system at Kraken games when it comes to the towel giveaway and the wristbands. Like, I get it looks cool to drape all the towels on people's chairs before right. the game for the pictures and stuff. But then if you go, like, what's the, who's stopping some random dude grabbing, like, five towels and not, you know what I mean?
Look, I'm with you. That's why I texted the group of people. I was like, make sure you grab my towel.
Good call. Good call. Yeah, because the wristband, whatever.
Right. Wristband, I was kind of like, eh, all right. But yeah, the towel's cool. But and it says, and I didn't realize, like, now they've upgraded it. So it said, like, game four.
Yeah, each towel has a different slogan on them, too.
All right.
Like, one will have, like, Fear of the Deep. One said, that's Kraken Hockey, baby. I want that one. I can't remember. I think I got the one that says Fear of the Deep. But yeah, it's kind of cool that they put different, like, notes on the towel so that they're unique for each game.
And you're right. I've abused the system. My buddy Ron, he lives in Northern Ireland. I didn't go to the official Seahawks like pre-party on Saturday in Munich.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't sweat it, dude. I snagged you a towel. I was like, nice.
You know what I'll do sometimes I've done before? I've snagged extra. When I went to the very first Kraken game, as I was leaving, people sometimes don't keep the things that are giveaways. They just leave them in the, you know, they just either got drunk and forgot or just were like, screw it, I don't want it.
Yeah.
And I just walked the rows and just grabbed. I'll grab the free towel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that may have a little beer stain on it, but nothing.
You got a washer and dryer?
Yeah, I can handle that. It's okay. I'm sure we'll talk more about the Kraken thing, but that's, yeah. We can talk about it now. I mean, that was just what an experience to get the guy. I went to the overtime game where they won as media.
All right.
I took advantage of the media opportunity and got a media pass, and that was awesome to sit in the press booth, but it's way different sitting in the press booth as far as energy than just sitting in the crowd. Like, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, especially when they didn't call that goaltender and interference on group hour. I mean, the mood changed. Like, as soon as he came out and was like, call Stan. Like, I mean, I popped up and was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like,
dude.
People were going nuts.
Oh, and that was a two-goal swing right there. Because not only did that goal count, but then they went on the power play and they scored on that.
Right, and that was really... The place was still rocking and rolling. After that, that's when I was like, all right, let's take Ruby out. Like, yeah,
let's just see another day.
Yeah, and it's like, ah.
But then the third period, it's bonkers again.
Right. They came out like, I was like, all right, let's see if they got. I mean, look, I was happy to see him have a little fight in that third period.
Yeah.
You know, there's some good dust up, some good checking.
Ty Cartier is just hitting everybody in the third period. That was awesome.
And also, like, when you're there in person, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you watch it on TV, but I forget what period it was. There was something down in our end, but like the play was down, right? Because I'm sitting kind of center ice. The play was kind of down to my left, like the actual puck action.
Okay.
And then you just hear a whistle out of nowhere.
I literally
was like, oh, what's going on? And you look back, it's like, oh, there's almost a fight.
Those are always the craziest moments. That's why I always say when you go to a live game, it's still fun on TV, obviously, but when you go to a live game, you get to see so much more that the camera doesn't pick up because it's following the puck. There are times where guys are just like hacking at each other, chirping at each other, and they're like at the other end of the ice. And you're like, when are those two going to make it over to the other end, or are they going to just drop their gloves? Like, something needs to happen.
That's the thing I wonder. You're the hockey expert.
I won't go that far, but I've played hockey my whole life.
Right. What is it you're saying to each other, like, when there's almost a fight, but there's not, and it's like, it's like my right glove is just kind of stuck on the guy,
honestly,
and he's just kind of holding, and it's like, they're still kind of saying stuff, and then the ref pushes him away, and then there's always that extra back and forth.
I got to imagine that they're constantly saying, you want to go. You want to go, or you're calling him the P word. You know, like, I feel like that's probably a lot of it. Like, come on, drop your gloves. Like, if you're kind of goading the other guy to drop his gloves first, either A, so you can have the fight, or B, he drops the gloves, and you just walk away, and he's dropped the gloves, so he's instigating. You know what I mean? Whoever drops the gloves first is kind of instigating the fight. That, and I think sometimes guys will chirp at other players for their skill level. Like, you're barely in the league, or you know, that seems to be a go-to I've heard before.
I've seen those. I've seen that. That's pretty funny. I saw a couple guys chirping from bench to bench. The one guy's like, you're going to be back in whatever town in like a week.
You're back in Albany next season, buddy.
Right.
You know, you don't got a one-way contract. You got a two-way contract, buddy.
Right. But I always like it after that dust up and like, one guy kind of skates away, then he purposely will skate back by the other guy. Yeah. Like, I always figure it's either like, all right, bitch, are we doing this or not?
My favorite is the Yanni Gore. I just want them to mic him. I know they couldn't air it live. And I know they had to put a bunch of bleeps in it. But like, when you see him in the press conferences, he's so mild-mannered. But then out there on the ice, I think it was not this game, but the game before when they won 7-2 or whatever it was, he's getting cross-checked in the back by one player, laughing at that player. Another player comes by and pops him in the face with their glove, laughs at that guy. I don't know what it is about Yanni Gourde, but A, he's saying things to get under the skin of the other players to get them that angry. And then B, he's laughing at them the entire time that they're mad at him, which only makes them madder. It's so great.
I would be so infuriated.
Yeah, you'd hate that guy.
Right? And like, why is he so confident? Like, I'm going to hurt him.
I think it was Bizinet in the after the game when they interviewed him. And they're like, oh, yeah, that guy, he's just a ball of hate. And I was like, that seems about right. Like, he's got that look to him. Like, yeah. Go F yourself. He's like, they got that like douchey look. And I love everything. I have a Yanni Gourde jersey because I think he's the greatest thing that has ever been a part of the Seattle Kraken. The best pickup. I love that dude. He's my favorite player.
All right. Here's the other thing I'm tired of explaining to hockey fans, quote unquote hockey fans.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of explaining what Pink Whitney is.
How do people not know it that are hockey fans?
I don't know. That's why I was like, I literally last night I said to somebody, go, are you really a hockey fan?
You got to know Pink Whitney.
Yeah.
Do they know Spittin' Chiclets?
They're always like, well, yeah. And they know so you know who the guy is. Like, he talked about making this drink for years on the podcast.
And now it's a sponsor of their podcast.
Right. I was like, what's it?
New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam finally was just like, all right, we'll just make it.
And they're making like millions off of this silly concept that he came up with that we used to do the old school version.
Yeah, you would bring it over. Look, it's the new Fireball.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Anytime I've ever brought a Pink Whitney out to a party, like wrestling, like when we had the party bus, I'm like, try this. And everybody's like, where can I get this? I'm like, any liquor store. Like, this is a Target.
I do the same thing. I explain the story, and then I go, also, you can just mix it with soda water over ice and have a cocktail.
If it's cold, you can just swig it from the bottle. It's delicious.
I know. That's the other thing I always tell them. I'm like, you guys don't keep any of it cold? And they're like, we don't really keep any of the liquor cold. I'm like, trust me, there's enough hockey bros like me. Like, you have a cold bottle of that, you'll sell more of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dude, that thing will go out like crazy.
I have no idea.
Oh, sorry. That actually, real quick, because you're talking about the goalie interference. I thought Jaron made response to like, hey, did you think that was goalie interference at the game? And his response was,
I have no idea what the hell goalie interference is anymore. I really don't.
I mean, you're a goaltender. Maybe I'm wrong. Seemed pretty clear they knocked him out of the crease.
See, my thing was the second hit, debatable. I get that. But that first hit that knocked him out of the crease, that's right. Goalie interference. The problem was that the play continued, I think, long enough for the ref to be like, well, he was able to readjust, which he wasn't.
Right, because he was still off balance. That's why I don't think he was shoving him. I think he was almost like reaching out for, yes, like, let me get my balance.
And I know that like a player on the Kraken kind of pushed the player more into Grubauer.
Yeah.
But at that point, the goalie interference already happened. In fact, like Hakstol, here's him talking about it.
I obviously challenged it because I felt like it was goaltender interference. I just felt like Grubby got blown out of the crease. And
that's very naughty when that happens to somebody.
Yeah.
Regardless of the amount of time in between, to be able to reset was impossible because he got blown too far out of the crease on that.
I mean, I hate when that happens too, right, Ted?
Yeah, I've been getting blown out of the crease left and right.
That play, Grubby did not have a chance to do his job on that play. And as I look at it, never really got reset.
It's so true.
I mean, that was my view of it. I was like, I was pissed, dude.
Oh, dude, like, especially at this point, they scored on that power play.
A couple Pink Whitneys are flowing, a couple beers. Like, I was legit pissed.
Yeah, dude, I would have been pretty fired up as well.
I still didn't have the guts to flip the ref the bird, though.
No.
Because I was like, I got right here, Steve. And I was like,
thumbs down.
I gave him the English one.
You should do the thumbs down.
Thumbs down. You
That's what we
suck.
Should do. You thumbs down, ref. Thumbs down.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
It is May the 10th.
Yes, it is. Day after my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday.
He doesn't listen to this.
So in Seattle, that means it's finally springtime.
Yeah, buddy.
Spring, spring's here. It's going to be a nice weekend. TED Talk this weekend. Go outside. Maybe, you know what? I got to give you some helpful advice. Wear some sunscreen.
Yep, go outside. Touch grass.
Yeah, right. Do whatever. Just get out there. It's going to be super nice. I mean, it's going to be borderline too hot. Talking 90 degrees on Sunday.
Sunday, high 80s or low 90s. Monday as well. I think Tuesday, 2 of next week. Today,
yeah, like, it's going to be a cooker.
It's like ramping quick. It's like mid-60s today, 70s tomorrow, 80s then Saturday, I think it's supposed to be, in the 90s on Sunday.
Oh, man.
We ordered our kiddie pool for Tatum, so it's supposed to come by Saturday.
All right.
Oh, Friday, sorry. So at least we have a pool.
Nice.
Yeah. If you want to come over and swim in the pool with us, let me know.
Well, come over to my house. We got a pool.
You have an actual pool, not a child's $50 special from Amazon.com.
No. Is it one that has a little ramp?
I'm not sure which.
Like a slip and slide, or is it just a pool?
I think it might have a little teeny tiny ramp on it, and it's got like a giant lollipop. Like she picked one that looked like candy.
All right.
That's the theme this time. I want to get one of the ones that involves also having to plug it in, like the bounce house ones.
Oh, yeah.
Get one of those that has, like, things to climb and then a big-ass slide that goes into the water. But well, those are, like, $500.
I was going to say, and you've seen the ones that are, like only, like, 2 foot. I don't even know if they're 2 feet tall. It might only be, like, a foot and a half. But yeah. It's, like, an inflatable bed.
Yes.
Like, you could actually sit in that one and cool off.
Absolutely. I want one of those.
Yeah.
I love those. Like, my dream is to have enough money set aside, which will never happen. But
because you're buying goalie equipment?
I might be buying some goalie equipment. That's, wife doesn't know. Well, she thinks it was a lot less than I paid for it because it's on the credit card, Ted. But I want to get like a little mini pool in our backyard.
All right.
Because we don't have enough room to get a big-ass pool, but like a mini pool, like one of those. You ever see like on TV the ones that like you can like swim, it has like a little treadmill on it.
You're talking about like one of those.
But not that kind of pool, but like that size.
Yeah.
Like almost, it's like double the size of a hot tub. Like that big of a pool, like a mini pool, and put it in our backyard. I think that'd be like 4 feet high or in ground.
And if it's in ground, that'd be super fancy.
Yeah, but it's also super expensive.
Oh, that's got to be thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was looking online just out of pure curiosity. Just like I think on average, it's about 50 grand.
Yeah, I had a friend.
I don't have 50 grand. If anyone who listens installs pools and wants to do it for free, we'll bump to Smith Family Popcorn for at least 2 weeks. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I think you'll bump them for a year.
And that's how we get fired.
Dude, I had a friend of a friend that was in town for a wedding.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, wait a minute. You might have been with me.
Uh-oh.
This was years ago, and we went to meet him at a house in Madison Park, and the whole backyard was an in-ground pool.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
And I remember looking at that guy, and I was like, what does this dude do?
Because,
having an in-ground pool in that neighborhood, like that, this was, I can't even imagine how much that would have cost.
Yeah, I would just love, like my wife's like, well, it wouldn't even be that big. I'm like, it doesn't have to be. I'm not looking to swim in it. I just want to sit in it.
Yeah,
like almost like a hot tub. Like we even saw one of those elongated hot tubs.
Oh
like,
yeah.
What if we buy that? Dig out the ground, dump it in the hole, patch it, cover it back up.
There's no way it's that easy.
But why can't you do something like that?
Why can't guys like us do that?
I can't physically.
I'm just imagining you with a backhoe in your yard.
A shovel.
Just like Steve's digging a hole for his long hot. How do you get that hot tub? Like, Steve, there's plenty of reasons me and you don't do that.
Hit up my new neighbor, our neighbor friends, Daniel. Daniel!
Bring over your excavator.
Can you help me out? Don't worry, I'll let you use the pool if you do. That'd be hilarious, dude. Not us personally, but I feel like if we knew somebody that could dig a hole in the ground, can you just take a hot tub and drop it in the ground and then, you know, obviously like make it look good around it?
No.
Why not?
I feel like structurally, like, because people would be doing this, but they don't.
Why haven't they? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I just feel safe in saying, no, you can't do it.
It seems like it should be a no, like we could build a deck around a hot tub. Why can't we bury it in the dirt?
Because in-ground pools are encased in cement, not just dirt.
Huh.
I think you'd have to dig the hole.
Yeah.
Build like a concrete, lining.
A dump in it, yeah.
And then put the hot tub in there.
All right.
But at this point, why aren't you just getting an in-ground pool?
Like now, I feel like it might be cheaper just to buy a hot tub for I don't know, what are they, maybe 10 grand? Like for a big-ass one?
All right.
Not that I can afford that either, but let's just say I could. 10,000 and then float a couple bucks to a buddy that has like a excavator.
I mean, I hear what your theory is, but
I can do it for half the price.
No, I think it's going to cost you more. And the dude's going to be like, dude, I do pools. Why don't you just have me make you a pool? Like, nah, doing this one on the cheap.
Right, because I want to screw the system.
Right?
I want to do it. I am that idiot that's like, I can do it myself. And then it's just like this giant catastrophe.
Right? Your lawn just looks like garbage.
The thing gets in there and it just cracks in half because of the pressure of all the dirt on it.
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be some reason people don't do this.
You're probably right. All right. Well, I think it would be a great idea if I could do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like where your head's at.
I literally thought that when we went to the Puyallup Fair or the Washington State Fair, and we're looking at, you know, of course, there's all those hot tubs. And then they got the extra long one that fits like 15 people. And I looked at my wife, I'm like, that's the size of the mini pool that I'm talking about.
Dude, when I went to the Texas State Fair,
mm-hmm.
they had, say, I don't know why there's always hot tubs at the State Fair.
I know, that's such a random thing, but they sell.
Yeah, but they had one that was like, it was like a limousine size. It was unbelievable. I remember I looked at this cop. I go, ha, everything is bigger in Texas, huh? And he looks at me and goes, ah, I think it's about time for you to have another beer.
What? A police officer said you're not drunk enough?
Basically, or like, I don't know. You're like, just get away from me, dude. Because you know me. Ha, everything is bigger in Texas. And he's just like, I think you need another beer.
Sir, get away from me and buy a beer. I think I can tolerate you more when you're drunk, sir. What's your, speaking of, we're talking about state fairs. What's your ultimate go-to food for a state fair?
I mean, look, in Washington, it's tough because I'm just going to say it. It's the scones.
Yes.
The Fisher scones are just so good. And I thought it was such BS when I moved here and people talked about scones. I'm like, What are we, British? Like,
I know.
But they are so good.
Dude, that's the one thing I slip on, the veganism thing, you know, because it has butter in it.
Oh, I do also, again, very simple. But I like getting that corn on the cob that they just dunk in the butter and then add whatever seasoning you went to it.
You know what I also like at the fair? That's always I never get it, but I want to. And I'd have to like be like just killing it with my diet and not care about the amount of calories. That big freaking brick of French fries.
All right. I've gotten it before.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I know.
All right.
But that's something you probably have to share with somebody.
Correct. Because the last time I went to a fair, it was a couple summers ago, I went up to the Evergreen State Fair.
Yeah.
But we had gone to like a Seahawks preseason game the night before or whatever. So I'll just put it this way. Like, I don't know that I'd handled all my morning business before we get to the fair. It's hot. We eat one of those bricks of French fries.
Oh,
and now
no.
I'm just like sweating bullets.
Yeah, where's the bathroom?
Yes, but it's the fair. So do you ever try to poop at a fair? It's impossible. There's children screaming in every stall, right?
I don't think I've ever tried to poop at the fair.
Oh, it was, Steve, a nightmare. And just like, how old is your kid now? Four?
Just three.
All right. So just imagine 3 and 4 year old boys just being like, I don't want to poop. Oh, and the dad being like, you got to poop. This was every stall. And I'm finally, first of all, I had to wait 10 minutes to get a stall.
And you're like, your son's right. I don't want to poop either.
I just couldn't go.
Yeah.
So now I'm just walking around sweating bullets. Of course, the girl I was with was like, why would I get something else? I was like, yeah, sure. Let's get some barbecue. Clinching the whole time. And then finally, back behind the animals, I found a single handicap porta potty.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
I'll be right back.
And same thing, right? Then I came out of there 10 minutes later, like strutting across. Like,
10 minutes later, like, where have you been? You don't want to know. Even the horses in like the animal farm, they're like, what the hell smells?
Oh, so I'm telling you, and I came strutting out like, let's go watch the log show.
Oh, that's amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that brick thing just looks awesome.
Yeah, that's maybe if I was in a different mood, I just was like, yeah, I can't eat right now.
Yeah,
it's just like a brick of greasy French fries.
It's like a greasy curly fries, all just like kind of like just formed into a giant square.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to hold it and just eat it like that. Like, not even pull from it, just eat it like it's a sandwich.
Yeah, I mean,
how many calories do you think that is?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's why fair food is fair food, though.
You don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
No, it's the fair. You know what I mean? I love that about Americans. You know, cheeseburgers started as like a fair food.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. And then Americans were like, actually, these are damn good. We're going to eat these on the reg.
I don't want them just at fair.
Right?
Like, can you serve it here, too?
Yeah, like elephant ears are great. But like,
I don't remember the last time I had elephant ears. I see them all the time. I'm like, if I'm going to pick something unhealthy, that's the last thing. And they're delicious, but I'd rather have scones.
I'm with you. Yeah. I mean, I remember the first time I went to the fair out here and had a scone. And I was like, what's the big deal with the scones? So we had one. And then when we were leaving, I was like, hey, I'm going to get something to go. And got like a six pack. And same thing. Like the next morning, she wakes up. It's just a scone graveyard out there.
Yeah, dude.
I'd been up smoking weed, watching soccer. I was like, I have one more scone.
Because you can finish them in like four bites.
Yeah.
And they're so good, especially when they put a lot of butter on them. Just oozing butter and jelly.
And jam or jelly.
Or whatever. Yeah, jam stuff. Oh, man. Like, I keep telling my wife, I'm like, we got to figure out how to make these, like a vegan version. And she's like, no, because that's all you're going to want to eat. I was like, what? Yeah, of course.
Well, and look, I know people that live in Puyallup that'll just go by the fairgrounds just to get scones and like a snack. And I'm like, that's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
Dude, and they're brilliant now. Now they have scone, like the food trucks. Not only do they keep it inside the fairgrounds, but they'll set them up outside the fairgrounds.
So you don't even have to go to the fair.
No. You just have to kind of park near it, but whatever. You that's find the right time. Just pull up, run over there, and get a dozen scones.
That's awesome.
It's genius. I've done that before because Sid's mom loves them. So I remember one time I was like, ah, that's a surprise with some scones. And also, you know.
It's Mother's Day Sunday.
Oh. Nothing better than a nice 10-pack of scones because two of them have been eaten.
Yeah, right? No, they sell them in 10-packs now.
Yeah, it's weird.
Weird.
Yeah, super strange.
I wish people could see the way me and you both said, like, weird at the same time.
We're in the same mindset when we come to scamming for scones.
Yeah, now we're like children. I don't know. It's weird, huh?
Yeah, Mom. I don't know. Both Ted and I saw it with our own two eyes.
Yeah, I guess they shorted us a couple. The damn scone people.
You know how the baker's dozen's 13? Apparently the scone dozen is 10.
10, yeah.
Weird.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
No idea what the hell goalie interference is anymore. I really don't.
By the way, big news from Smith Family Popcorn.
What's up?
If you're in Cape Cod, you got to go to their first store down in Hyannis. Now they have a Smith Family Popcorn beer garden.
What?
There's like a pretzel. You'll love this. There's a pretzel truck that shows up every day. I think. Don't quote me. I don't know if it's every day.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you can get the popcorn, have a brewski, maybe have a pretzel. I think they might have, I think they're working on another food truck or two as well.
I have a brilliant marketing plan for the Smith Family Popcorn. I'm sure you're on to them.
Maybe, what's up?
Maybe they're listening. Scone flavored popcorn.
Ooh.
I wonder if you could pull it off.
But they'd have to taste like the scones we eat.
Yeah.
See, that's the issue. Scones aren't that big on these. Like, until I moved here, I never heard people going on and on about scones. Then I had Fisher scones, and I was like, I get it.
What about peanut butter and jelly popcorn? Do they do that?
I bet they have.
Because you could do a peanut butter flavored popcorn, right?
Right.
Or like even like a little peanut butter in it. Something like, you know.
There's got to be a way to put a jelly ribbon on it.
Some kind of jelly glaze or jelly flavor. That could be a thing.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, guys.
Yeah. You can have that one for free. I just expect a free bag in exchange for that.
We talked about earlier, Kraken. I mean, winning that first series was awesome.
Yep.
Now you're, what, tied 2-2 with Dallas?
It's so funny how people are like in the dumps. I'm like, the series is tied 2 games apiece.
Yeah.
Just because you lost the last game doesn't guarantee you're losing the next game, as we've discovered not only in this round, but the round before. Pump the brakes, everybody that's freaking out. It's going to be okay.
Oh, I haven't really looked online. I mean, I was at the game last night. People were disappointed, but I was like, like talking to people in line for the monorail and then on the light rail. Like, most people I talked to were pretty normal. Like, yeah. All right. Like, it's 2-2.
I mean, we learned it from the last playoff series. We were up 3-2, and everyone's like, oh, and then you lose, and you're like, oh, no. And then we end up winning in Game 7, and it was great. This one, yeah, now it's 2-2. I bet they come back strong and win tomorrow.
Yeah, and they love playing on the roads.
Exactly.
And also, like, it's house money.
Right. The longer you go, though, it starts changing into, I'm just happy they're here to... These guys have a chance at winning the Stanley Cup this year. There's no reason why they have less of a chance than the 7 other teams that are in it. And hell, a couple of those teams are just not in it. Devils, Maple Leafs.
Did the Maple Leafs get knocked out last night?
No, they might get knocked out tonight.
All right, because they're down 3-0, right?
Tonight's game four. The Devils got crushed yesterday, 6-1.
All right, and I saw a little bit of that before I left for the game.
And they haven't looked good all series. Even the game that they won at like 8-4. Like, if they didn't score 8 goals. Like, their defense played terrible. Their goaltending was terrible. Like, this series is probably over as well for them. So, I mean, really, the Kraken are one of 6 teams that have a very good chance of winning the Stanley Cup.
I just think it's funny with Toronto. They finally make it out of the first round, and then it's just the Florida Panthers that are just kicking their butt.
A team that barely made the playoffs.
Yeah, because last night, in between periods, like, I'm standing up by the bar, and like we're just kind of hanging out there. And this woman walks by me, and I'm like, is that a real Florida Panthers jersey? And she's like, yeah, like authentic. Like, I lived in Miami for a while. She was like in her 60s or whatever. So I just started BSing with her. I was like, yeah, it's just so funny. Toronto. And she's like, oh, yeah. And if you ask Maple Leafs fans, they'll tell you every year, we're the best team. This is our year.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, they just can't do it.
No, I think they're never going to win a championship ever again.
Yeah, right? Just out of spite.
The hockey gods hate them. But yeah, tomorrow, man, big game.
Big game. I'd be remiss. I am an Arsenal fan. We completely have crapped the bed. I mean, we're in second place, but Man City's going to win the league now.
Uh-oh.
You got to hope Man City loses either a match this weekend or next weekend, and you get 3 more points. Just very disappointing to be leading the entire year and then come in second.
Oh, that's worse than just being like the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Correct.
Yeah.
And generally, the way the English league works is whoever's ahead on points after the Christmas break wins the league.
And you were.
Right. The last time it didn't happen, Arsenal was ahead of Christmas break, and then Leicester won the league. This year, it looks like, who knows? City might drop some points. I just doubt it.
Oh, man.
Other thing, too, is like Arsenal had a great year, this and that.
Have they just not been playing well recently?
They had a really bad 3 stretch. Like, they played like West Ham. They got a draw there. So these were draws that felt like losses because you dropped 2 points. That was an easy 3 points to pick up.
Gotcha.
Same with, I think, Everton, somebody else bad. It was just like, how are we taking draws? And this was leading up to Man City. Then we played City and they just kicked our butt. They just looked like they were on a different level. And it's like, we were leading the league all year, but like we play a big club like City when it counts. And it's just like, oh, we're scared. let's see. Mariners, hey, they're 18-18.
Hey.
500.
Playing a lot better than they were a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
You know what? The bats are starting to come alive a little bit. Weather's better. Bats get better. It's crazy how that works.
Tough for the Mariners right now, too, is this whole city's obsessed with hockey.
I'll be honest. Like, even when they've been losing, every time we talk about hockey or sports during our morning show, I'm like, oh, Mariners lost, but I don't care. Like, right now, it's so great that we have a city full of hockey fans now.
Yeah, like, the Sounders lost this weekend on Sunday. I was like, oh, yeah.
Nobody cares.
It's all right. Like, it's early. I was like, it's early in the campaign. We got a long season for these guys.
Dude, it's crazy seeing like Seahawks players tweeting about it. Like, everybody has fallen in love with the Kraken.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I know like everybody saw somebody like, oh, Seattle, we'll get on the bandwagon. I'm like, there is no bandwagon. It's a brand new, this team's 2 years old. Anyone who's joining in is joining in from the ground floor, even in season 2. Like, come aboard. Let's create the best fan base in all of hockey.
Plus, it also just makes me enjoy watching other hockey. Like, last year we sat here and we talked about, Calgary and Edmonton.
Yes.
So, like, I've been known to watch playoff hockey. But now that the Kraken are in it,
yeah.
Like, I have logged a lot of games just randomly, like, oh, check this one out.
Easiest way to win people over for the sport is playoff hockey.
And have a team in your city.
And when you have a team in your city in the playoffs, we're creating lifelong fans this season. That to me, I get goosebumps about that because I remember moving out here. And if you saw somebody with a hockey shirt or a jersey on, it was like seeing a long-lost relative. You're like, oh, dude, you like hockey? Yeah, okay, cool. I'll get past the fact that you like the Flyers. But you like hockey? Let's talk hockey.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, I can talk hockey with almost anyone in town.
Everybody's a hockey guy.
It makes me so happy.
I would also say, this time of year, I'm not a huge NBA person, but NBA playoffs are great.
So it looks like the Lakers are doing good.
Man, they're up 3-1 on Golden State. They're playing. They could knock them out tonight.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I know a lot of people have a lot that don't like LeBron James. I love LeBron James. I'd like to see him win another championship. I'm all in.
I think at his age, he's been in the league 20 years.
Yes.
If he wins a title this year with that team, like, I think it ends the argument. Like, he's the GOAT.
I like to think that too. I'm a fan of the guy. I don't understand why people hate him.
I just don't like the Lakers, but I wouldn't mind seeing LeBron get another championship. But with that said, also, like, I don't know. As a casual NBA fan, like, I like watching Golden State play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing, like...
likeable team.
Right, like Phoenix I like now that Kevin Durant's down there. But I don't know what it is. Booker just annoys me.
Okay, I don't know much about Booker.
He's super good. He's like their number one guy.
How dare he?
He just comes off like a real a-hole.
Oh, he's kind of like their Yanni Gourde.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of that team, you probably love him.
And I think he dated a Kardashian or some crap.
Okay, not like Yanni Gourde.
No.
Did you see Bad Bunny? Speaking of, he's dating a Jenner, which is kind of like a Kardashian.
Same difference.
See him in the WWE?
I saw pictures of it.
Oh, dude, one of my all-time favorite matches to watch.
Really?
It was so entertaining. Like, one of these times, if we ever have one of our slumber parties again, we're good and wasted.
All right.
I might have to put this match on for you to watch.
That good?
It was just fun.
All right.
You know what I mean? It was just like, yeah, it wasn't a technical masterpiece, but to me, wrestling is entertainment. It's not, it's like when people get all, that wasn't like, you know, a good quality pro wrestling match. Like, pro wrestling isn't real. Like, it's like, it, you know what I mean? Like, it's predetermined, all that. And I mean, I'm a fan of it. Obviously, I do it. But, like, it was entertaining. Like, that was the best part. Like, that whole crowd. It was in Puerto Rico.
So, right.
He's wrestling a Puerto Rican wrestler and Damian Priest. So, like, there was, like, already, like, a groundswell of energy from the crowd. Because it's like, our people are in this match. But then Bad Bunny, he comes out to one of his songs. And the whole place.
I mean, they had to just blow the roof off.
I don't even know what the hell they were singing. But I've been listening to the damn song now at the gym. And
all right.
I'm feeling it. Like, I'm like, I love this song too. And like the whole place is singing along as he's coming down. And then the match is just full of like all these crazy twists and turns. And Damian Priest is a rock star. Like, he handled carrying Bad Bunny in the match. Like, he brought him to a whole other level as far as like ability. But Bad Bunny put it into work. You could tell like he really trained hard. He loves wrestling, and it showed. And it was fun, man. It was a fun match.
I mean, I wonder if a guy with that much money and that famous, like when he's on tour, do you think he just hired like a private trainer? Just be just work me out. Like, let's just get a crash course and get it done.
I bet he did. I bet. And then I think he would fly to, I guess he either lived by the Performance Center or flew to the Performance Center.
Oh, in Florida.
And went there whenever he wasn't on tour. And he would just train and train and train. And then he's in there with a guy. And man, what pressure for Damian Priest. Because, you know, wrestling, yeah, we're trying to make each other look like we're hurting each other. But really, the true art of it is you're protecting your opponent, like your partner.
Right.
Like, you want to make it look like you're beating the crap out of him, but you don't want him to actually get hurt. If Damian Priest actually hurt Bad Bunny and, like, screwed up, like, a multi-billion dollar touring franchise that he is... like, that's a bad thing to happen.
Yeah, you throw a wrong, like, heavy forearm into that dude's throat. It's like, he's the biggest touring artist on the planet, and you just heard him wrestling.
Dude, I got nervous. At one point, he did this thing called the sliced bread number two. It's a move where, like, you kind of hold the guy. You stand in front of him, so you're facing away from him.
All right.
You got his head on you, and then you run up the ropes, and you flip backwards. And that guy lands on his back. It's like kind of like a... I can't remember who used to do it a lot. I think AJ Lee, she used to do this move. It's a popular move. I've actually had to like take it a few times. It's a pretty safe move, but it's on that person to take the flip over you. So he goes up. He doesn't really flip all that well, and Priest got him. But like he almost landed fully on his head as he was coming down. Like he missed.
Damn.
Oh, dude, you had to watch it a couple times and be like, okay, he didn't land on his head. But when you first see it live, I'm like, and he got a concussion.
Right.
And he's paralyzed.
We just broke Bad Bunny.
We just paralyzed Bad Bunny in front of an entire packed stadium of Puerto Rican fans for the WWE and also huge Bad Bunny fans. But we just murdered him. It's like, oh my gosh. Oh, dude, it was
all
fun.
Right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, if you have a way to be able to watch it, if not, next slumber party we're watching. It's like 20, 30 minutes total.
All right.
Worth the watch.
All right.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go poop now.
I don't know. Do you want to get some barbecue first?
Oh, Jesus. I know. I was telling that story and I'm like, I'm right there right now. Pink Whitney's working its way through.
I don't know, man. I'm going to interfere from you getting to the toilet because after all.
I have no idea what the hell goalie interference is anymore. I really don't.
No idea.
No idea. I just love how he said that. Like, you could just tell he's like, I don't know anymore.
Oh, and like, he's smart enough not to be like that was BS or whatever.
Yeah.
But you could hear it in his voice. Like, I am so pissed.
Same with Hackstall. He's like, yeah, the call is the call. But you know they would do it. Like, if I wasn't getting fined for what I really think, I would tell you exactly how I really feel about that.
And I can't explain to you in the stadium when it was like, what? And then it's like, so you just hear somebody go, oh, they got to challenge that. Then they challenge it, and you see the replay. It's like, oh, we got this.
Yeah,
like,
we're good. High
the
five.
Mood's pumping up. And then it took forever. That's where we're like, damn it, this isn't good.
Yeah, that place would have went bonkers. Because really, it went from being 2-0 to 4-0.
To 4-0.
Because of that goalie interference call.
Right, and it was a matter, right, you're talking a matter of, what was that, a minute 15? It was just like, Jesus.
And I hate the whole, if you get it wrong on the challenge, then you get a penalty.
Yeah.
For delay of game. I was like, that sucks.
It does.
Take a timeout from the guy or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. Go poop.
All right. I'm going to go poop.
See you. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast.
Peace.